You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine representative says it's time to close two youth prisons in the state now that they're compliant with a federal court order. State Senator Van Wongard says they should turn them into medium security prisons. Governor Evers says progress is being made at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, but says more work and new facilities are needed before setting a closing date. Southbound 894 between the zoo and Hale will be closed this weekend for road work. The DOT says crews will be paving new asphalt and drivers will be detoured onto Layton. Your map app should keep you on the right path. Crime victims in Racine and beyond could be impacted by new federal rules on aid. Attorney General Josh Cald has joined other states in suing to stop a policy that would check immigration status before victims get legal help. The feds are looking for up to 18,000 square feet of office space in Milwaukee for ICE staff. According to the Milwaukee Business Journal, it would support about 80 law enforcement employees, not detainees. And the Brewers and the Cubs will face off in a playoff series for the first time starting tomorrow at American Family Field. First pitch is at 1:08. Milwaukee holds home field advantage in the best-of-five series with a potential Game 5 back in Milwaukee October 11th. You can hear the entire playoff run right here on WRJN. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Cubs and the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers will face the Chicago Cubs tomorrow in Milwaukee for Game 1 of the divisional playoffs. Last night, the Cubs eliminated the Padres 3-1 at Wrigley Field. Cubs manager Craig Counsell on having to play his former team, the Brewers, at American Family Field.
Well, they're going to be fired up. They've had the best team in baseball this year. You know, they feel like they have a chance to play in the World Series with this team. So they're rested. So it's going to be a great atmosphere.
First pitch tomorrow in Milwaukee at 1:08 p.m. College basketball, former Badgers player Brad Davison has been hired as an assistant coach for the men's basketball team. The 26-year-old has played in the European League the past 4 years. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
I felt somebody with his background, his youthfulness was important, his experience, and I felt that's what would help our staff.
That's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thinking about heading to the theater this weekend? There is a nice variety of films headed to your local screen. What would Halloween season be without a ghost in the theaters? The ghost is Casper and compliments of a re-release from 1995 to commemorate the 30th anniversary of the mediocre film, which drew barely 50% fresh reviews according to Rotten Tomatoes. Dwayne Johnson stars as UFC fighter Mark Kerr in The Smashing Machine, a historical drama that's pulling a 76% on Rotten Tomatoes. Bone Lake is a horror thriller that finds two couples spending a weekend sharing a lakeside home. The film is crushing with critics and currently pulling a 94% on the tomato meter. Good Boy follows canine hero Indy in this rated PG thriller that is also a critic's darling at 91%. It's hard to go wrong with a canine hero. Let's go to the movies. The great part is you just won $1 million on Wheel of Fortune, making yourself the biggest winner ever. The tough part? You filmed the episode in May and had to keep it a secret from your boyfriend and family for 4 months. 34-year-old Christina Derevyanik of Connecticut had just started dating the boyfriend and managed to keep everything on the QT. She held a watch party in Stamford and her boyfriend found out while watching in Boston. Derevyanik also says, like most people who win a lot of money, she is not quitting her job, at least not until the boss refuses her raise. If you're looking for a film to watch at home this weekend, check out Caught Stealing. The Darren Aronofsky-directed film is a good caper about an ex-baseball player who gets mixed up with gangsters thanks to his goofy neighbor. The film stars Zoe Kravitz and Austin Butler, and it's definitely worth a look. Caught Stealing is now available to stream at home on video on demand. Tilly Norwood is an AI performer who has her own Instagram account and whose creator says she will be signed by a talent agency soon. Two big talent agencies in LA have already said they will not sign AI performers. Now Screen Actors Guild president Sean Astin, known for his role in The Goonies and Rudy, says human actors have all the leverage because that is who audiences want to see. Astin says he will do everything he can to protect SAG actors. Leonardo DiCaprio is mourning the death of his friend, conservationist Jane Goodall, who passed away earlier this week at the age of 91. 1981. Goodall did groundbreaking research involving chimpanzees, transforming people's understanding of animals, and founded the Jane Goodall Institute. DiCaprio served with Goodall on the United Nations Messengers of Peace and called her a true hero for the planet and a dear friend. The two teamed up on the movie Howl, which is currently in production. DiCaprio says his last words to his friend were, "You are my hero." For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be another warm one today. Fall temperatures will return eventually. I think next week we will be quite a bit cooler, but today, mostly sunny, 85 this afternoon, 65 tonight, sunshine, 83 tomorrow. We'll get to 81 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.